Well, who knew what when? That's one of the key questions being asked today at Senate Estimates as investigations into the PwC scandal continue. The AFP has launched a criminal investigation after it was revealed a former partner used confidential Treasury tax information to benefit the firm's client base. Now, since then, the firm's chief executive has quit the consultancy and sidelined nine partners. During today's hearings, Treasury Secretary Stephen Kennedy warned against ruling out using consultancy firms altogether.
We will pursue vigorously any violation or, how shall I put it, just being careful, any place where we think people are behaving appropriately. But this is a large expert community, and frankly, it would make no sense for us not to draw from this large expert community.
Well, Peter Ryan is the ABC's senior business correspondent. He's been watching the estimates today. Peter, what did we learn from the hearings today that we didn't already know?
Well, good evening, Andy. If it wasn't so serious, I'd be referring to this as theatre, but we are learning a whole lot about the extent of the PwC work right throughout government, as you just mentioned there from Stephen Kennedy, extremely concerned about what has come up as a result of the Senate investigations and also what the Tax Practitioners Board has uncovered. But really, I was saying earlier today to a few colleagues, we've had the Banking Royal Commission, we've had Royal Commissions into bad behaviour at Crown Resorts casinos in Sydney, Melbourne and Perth. And now we've got PwC, and it just seems that some of the lessons about ethical behaviour don't appear to have really sunk in.
So do we know when Treasury and the Treasury Secretary learnt about this breach? Because this seems a little bit opaque.
Well, it really goes back to the beginning of this year when the Tax Practitioners Board announced very quietly, I should add, that they were barring PwC's head of international tax, Peter John Collins, for 2 years after they found that he had breached confidentiality, indeed broke three confidentiality agreements over these top secret briefings that Treasury had provided to PwC. In fact, were paying PwC for advice, but instead Peter John Collins spread this information in breach of that, and PwC were able to effectively walk both sides of the street to try to develop a workaround for multinational tax clients. But once the Tax Practitioners Board, which is there to ensure ethical standards are maintained, senators including Deb O'Neill, for example, really jumped on top of this, and today we saw a few excerpts from about 140 heavily redacted emails between Peter John Collins and other staff at the firm, expected to be around about 50 partners. And it really comes down to who was in the loop about this confidential information. There was really just meant to be a few top people from PwC, but had ended up being spread throughout the company. And so, as Stephen Kennedy has said today, and the Prime Minister has said, and other senators have said, the use of this privileged information that PwC was able to get, which was actually meant to be used or announced by Joe Hockey as a multinational tax avoidance crackdown in his 2015 budget, was actually used by the consultants for their own benefit and hopefully to lure new lucrative clients. So there's a range of ethical issues here, particularly when you see companies like PwC have their codes of conduct and talk about their ethical behaviour, and we're hearing some of these disturbing revelations that it's all about the wealth of the company and building the business rather than protecting taxpayers.
I understand the Defence Department Secretary Greg Moriarty also appeared at Senate Estimates today. It seems like this scandal is attaching itself to other government departments outside Treasury.
Oh, Andy, it's all through every government department. There's barely any government department or agency, and I would include the ABC in that matter. PwC were involved in examining underpayments at the ABC. So PwC, like many other consultancies, have tentacles everywhere. But you're right, the Defence Secretary, Greg Moriarty, said that he'd heard from PwC twice where the consultants were offering written assurances that none of its staff working on contracts with defence were linked to this scandal. And this is what comes down to what we heard yesterday about the ring fencing of government business. What PwC said in that statement yesterday when they apologised, wanting to ring fence that government business to, I suppose, quarantine it on the one hand to try to protect the business, but also to stop the rest of the Australian and global business from being infected by this reputational damage, that PwC is pulling out all stops to try to limit. And I'd have to say at the moment they're not having much luck with that strategy.
This obviously has really dominated Senate estimates today as the department heads took questions on the scandal. Finance Minister Katy Gallagher and Greens Senator Nick McKim have engaged in a fiery debate of words. What were they discussing?
Well, it's been an interesting debate and it's been going on for a little while about, you know, calls that PwC should be pretty much run out of town in terms of government business. And Katy Gallagher has made the point as finance minister that you simply can't run PwC or other consultants out because on the one hand, they're so involved in providing not just advice as they were with Treasury and the Australian Tax Office, but what was known as procurement, whether that's providing, you know, computer services, technical services, a whole range of services. And because of the actions of a small number of people, it's really unfair, particularly while there's a federal police investigation underway to run the whole company out, or indeed, we've been hearing from the Greens, maybe run all of the big four consultancy firms out. But one of the bigger issues, and this has been raised by the former chairman of the ACCC, Professor Alan Fells, that the time has really come to look at splitting up these big four consultancy firms into separate auditing arms. Auditing is very much the bread and butter of consulting. And Alan Fells makes the point that when they're auditing, these firms are more often than not looking for the big lucrative advisory work, which is what it's all about. And there needs to be that structural separation to stop those potential conflicts of interest. So there's a very long way to go in this story.
Yeah, it does feel like potential regulation could be in the offing. Peter Ryan is the ABC's senior business correspondent. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Andy.